WikiLeaks superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are? WikiLeaks superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Today, we are starting a new regular feature on the show that I like to call Grow with a Pro, where we'll enlist the expertise of different entertainment industry professionals to help you, the listener, with your own performing career. Today's topic is headshots. Joining me now is Jim Pierce of Downtown Photo. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Thanks for having me over here.
Well, let's jump right into it because we've got a lot of territory to cover.
Well, that's a good thing to do, right?
All right. Now, when it comes to headshots for actors, how many different looks should somebody have?
It all depends on what you're going for. A lot of people, when they get headshots done, they'll have a look for every type of character that they want to portray. One guy that I have, it comes in on a very regular basis. He's got about 20 different headshots that he uses.
Wow.
Now, he's a older guy. He's a retired Chicago policeman.
Okay.
So he's got the tough guy headshot.
Yep.
He's got the cop headshot where he's wearing his old Chicago police uniform. He's got the professor headshot. He's got the grandfather headshot. He's got the really serious, hardcore, you know, guy. He's got the fun laughing guy. He's got all of them. Whenever he's got an audition coming up, he'll call me up and say, hey, I'm going out for this part. Need this headshot. Print me up a couple so I can hand them out there. So if you're going for it, and he's primarily commercial TV and movies.
And does he work pretty steadily to have use for all these headshots?
Yeah, he's been on several episodes of Chicago Fire,
Chicago PD, Chicago
Med.
Yeah,
he's been on all of those. He's done probably about 10, 15 commercials. He's done several independent movies. Each time he calls me up, he goes, yeah, I'm going out for a professor-type part. Print me up the one with the sweater with the patches on the elbow. There we go. Got that for you. He's got with a kind of beard. He's got clean shaven. He's got longer hair. He's got shorter hair. It all depends on the look they're going for as to what he has me print up for him to take in.
Now, he's kind of the extreme case.
Right.
What would your average actor look for in terms of number of looks?
Usually at least two.
Okay.
Most theater people get two. They get a smiling and a serious.
And that would be the commercial and the theatrical. Is that correct?
Well, commercial's different.
Okay.
With commercial, you're selling a product, whereupon with theatrical, which movies and TVs are included, you're selling yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're the product. Now, for commercial headshots, it's all about how you look with the product because you're selling something.
Right.
So with that, you're going to have to get a different headshot for each thing that you want to sell.
Okay.
So some people might want to do sportswear. Some people might want to do formal wear, evening wear. Some people might want to do jewelry. They're going to have a different headshot and composite for each one of those.
Okay.
I mean, there are people who specialize in just hands.
Right.
You know, and there have been, you've seen their hands with other people's faces. Because their hands look great, and the famous person, their hand don't look too
right.
good. So they use somebody else's hands. Or you actually have neck models for jewelry.
I've heard of hand models,
yes.
But I had not heard of neck.
There are neck models, wow. And there are feet models for shoes.
Well, now that would make sense.
Yeah. So it's people who have just really good-looking feet.
Because I know some people who have really bad-looking feet.
I know. I'm one of them, so. But yes, for any type of product specialty, there's a specialized model for that. And they're going to have composites and comps for everything. And most people who do modeling, like I said, they'll have a sportswear, they'll have a casual wear, they'll have a swimwear, they'll have a lingerie, they'll have any type of specialty that they want because they have to show how the product looks on them and how they can present it.
So they're more of a background to the product.
Correct.
Okay. Now, what about theatrical? What are you looking for with a theatrical headshot?
Theatrical headshot, what you're looking for is you're looking to get that personality in there. So with that, for the serious one, if some people, when they do the serious, they're kind of really brooding. Or upon other people, when they do the serious, they're that super intense.
Mm-hmm.
There are 20 different serious looks. Which one are you good at? That's what we want to show. Same thing with smiling. You know, if you're going out for a comedy, You want to have the smiley one. Now, are you the romantic comedy type person, or are you the goofball sidekick type person? So that you kind of show, you know, basically, are you a Brad Pitt or a Josh Gad? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But you're the aha, goofy guy, or the Cary Grant type of leading comedy guy. So you want to develop that look.
And what would make a bad headshot?
Ooh, a bad headshot. I kind of refer to those as third grade school portraits.
Yes.
You know, sit on the X, look at the camera, smile. They got the big teeth trying to show it. Those are bad ones. Also, bad ones are ones that kind of have bad lighting.
Mm-hmm.
Or the background or the outfit is distracting from the person. You really want to have the headshot be about the person.
Now, it's interesting. You mentioned lighting. Mm-hmm. I know photographers who prefer a natural light mm-hmm. and others who prefer the studio light. What is your position on that?
I can do either one. I really prefer studio lighting because you've got absolute control over that. Natural lighting at 10 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, 6, or well, right now it's kind of dark outside, but what you want to do with that is it's going to change during the day.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of photographers say, well, I'm a natural light photographer, but you're kind of limited in that because the natural light is the sun. You can't move the sun to make somebody look good. I mean, if you could wait a few hours, you might be in a position, or go back in time a couple of hours, it might look better. But with natural light, you're kind of stuck with air. You got to go with, you got whereupon in the studio, I can bring in a light. I can light you however I want to. That looks good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Some people look good with broad lighting. Some people look good with short lighting. Some people look good with butterfly lighting or clamshell lighting or Rembrandt lighting. It all depends on what that person's facial features are. So I can look at you. I can say, okay, you're going to look good with this type of lighting. I can move the lights around, put it in there. Let's say you got somebody coming in. You got a female actress coming in. She got long, luxurious hair. We can light the hair to really accent that. Or let's say they got really piercing blue eyes. Well, we can light to really bring that out.
Okay.
Or if they're a little more brooding, well, we can go with a little more maybe horror-type lighting where you get the little shadows coming in there to really accentuate. Or we can bring the light up high so that we get the shadows falling under the cheekbones to accentuate the cheekbones. When you go natural lighting, you don't get that kind of control.
Right.
So, yeah, I personally can do both. I prefer the studio just because I'm a little bit of a control freak. I want to make it look right.
Right, right. No sense in paying for a headshot if it's not going to look the way you want it to
right.
look. Now, when I started in the business at 9,
mm-hmm.
headshots were black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Now they seem to be color. Why did that change?
Well, they started in black and white, and this is the truth, is because it's easier to retouch black and white negatives than color negatives.
Okay.
Now we got Photoshop you can retouch. They, for the last 20 or so years, it's been pretty much color. Now, there are still a few times when people want black and white. It feels traditional. Color is really the way now because it shows your skin tones, your colorations. That way, when a casting director is looking at it, they can look at you and say, you know, okay, we're looking for somebody in this color palette. I mean, sometimes movies do get that specific.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you get the clothing designer coming in there and the costumers and the background, they're like, oh, we want this service boot. They can honestly be looking at your complexion and your coloration and say, yeah, they're not going to work in that palette, so we'll find somebody who does.
Yeah, yeah. Now, is there ever a use for black and white these days?
The only time I've had black and white has been for dancers who are applying for scholarships at schools lately. And I think that's just more, it's been a long-standing tradition, and the schools just follow a long-standing tradition. But for people going out for movies, commercials, theater, pretty much all color.
Okay. Now, as a photographer, do you direct the subject, or you just capture what they naturally give you?
A little bit of both. I'll direct them through the light. It's very difficult to see yourself in lighting because
right.
you're kind of looking there. You don't know where the shadows are or anything. So I'll direct them through the light. I'll direct them into a pose that is more complimentary for them. But the emotion, that's got to come from them. I'm not going to say, okay, give me this emotion. You can't do that.
Right.
You got to work with somebody. You got to, just like when you direct a show or you're in a show, the director says, okay, I need to see the series. Well, serious for you is different than serious for me is different for anybody else on the street. You got to give me your serious. And that comes across and it shows. So it's a little bit of both. I'll direct you through the light, position you and all that, but the emotion and the connection's got to come from you.
Now, is there a learning curve for the actor? I mean, actors who come in over and over to get their headshots up to date, do they get better with the self-direction or do...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, just like, you know, different from your first show, from your 100th show.
Yes.
All of a sudden, you're much better at taking direction because you're like, okay, yeah, I know what he's going for now. Okay, you can do this. Okay, here's that funny joke that always makes me laugh. There you go. Now we're natural.
All right. Now, what kind of background do you recommend for a headshot?
A good background should complement and never distract from the headshot. So kind of go with a neutral or colors that complement the person's natural ability. A really good background looks different on different people, actually, because they'll have colors running through it, and the complementary colors will start to pick up naturally.
Okay. Kind of like what you were saying earlier about the color palette.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Very interesting. Now, is there ever a time when a very unique background would be of benefit in a headshot?
That's a good question. I always try and find out what people are wanting the headshots for. Now, if they're going out for a specific part where the background might work to their advantage, okay, we can look at that. Most casting directors, they're looking for the person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's say they're going out for a horror movie.
Okay.
Okay, maybe a little horror-type background could catch the eye of the casting director a little bit more. But if you sent that in when you're auditioning for a romantic comedy, they might just go, yeah, this person's sense of humor does not go with what we want. So traditionally, you kind of stay with a more neutral or natural one because it's kind of a catch-all situation with that.
Okay. Now, what would you say is the biggest mistake that actors make with their headshots?
Hiring somebody who doesn't know what they're doing.
That stands to reason.
Yes. There are a lot of people out there who they bought a camera and now I'm a professional photographer.
Okay.
And they've never studied lighting. They never studied posing. Their friends on Facebook tell them that they've got take great pictures. You should be a professional. No. I kind of equate it to a musician. I know you're a musician. So somebody could go out and buy a keyboard. That doesn't make them a musician.
That's correct.
They don't know how to play it. They don't know anything about rhythm. They haven't studied. They haven't practiced. People have come in to me and they said, hey, you know, I want this. I got a really good camera. And one time my son, who's a musician, had his guitar at the studio. He was practicing. Went and grabbed it and said, well, here's a guitar. Play me a Jimi Hendrix solo. I don't know how to play a guitar. I go, it's a good guitar. You should play itself. And that's really what it is. Just because somebody has a good camera doesn't mean they know how to use it.
Okay.
It's a lot about the lighting. I use what I call the edge of light when I photograph. It's a very pretty light. But a lot of times there's only about 12 to 16 inches in that lighting scenario where it is.
Oh, wow.
If you're behind or in front of it, it looks bad. So you got to know where to place the people into the light. You got to know how to pose them. Sometimes a little head tilt to the left, right, up, or down makes a huge difference. And the people who just bought a camera, they don't get that. They try to copy stuff that they've seen on you know, Instagram or whatever. And what works for one person does not work for another person. You've got to see and know what's going to work for them. And that just comes from years of experience. And whenever people say, what should I do when I get into photography, I go, learn.
Mm-hmm.
Learn. And then when you think you know it all, that's just the beginning. Start learning some more. I've been in the industry 30-plus years. I teach workshops at the national level, and I still take workshops all the time because there's always something new to learn. And even if it's something that I already know, somebody might have an approach that I never thought of before.
Always learning. That's
always learning.
That's a great policy in life for any endeavor. Now, you're listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Today we are talking about headshots with Jim Pierce of Downtown Photo, conveniently located in Crystal Lake. For information on Downtown Photo, go to cldowntownphoto.com or call 815-788-9100. That number again is 815-788-9100. Now, we're talking about some of the mistakes that actors sometimes make with their headshots. Mm-hmm. And you said the number one mistake that they can make is hiring a bad photographer.
Yes.
What are some of the other mistakes that you've encountered?
Some mistakes I've encountered, people wearing outfits that are totally wrong for it. They come in thinking, well, I'm going to wear something bright that'll catch the eye of the casting director. Well, it doesn't. What it is, it distracts from you. The eyes are drawn to that, not you. You want the eyes to be drawn to you. Some other mistakes is they choose unflattering angles, bad lighting choices. They also can get into issues where they're doing really weird expressions, thinking that it's going to set them apart. And I've talked to casting directors before. And casting directors for TV shows and movies, they literally will walk in there with like a foot tall stack of prints to look at. Now, you send it in, you've done auditions, you know. Basically, the headshot gets you to the audition.
Yes.
And they literally sit there. I know everybody wants to think that they sit there, look at the headshot, each one of them for 5 minutes going, oh, this is new.
It's no. 2 seconds.
They go, yes. No, 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 maybe, no, 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 maybe. Then they get the maybe pile. And from the maybe pile, they go, nope, okay. And literally, they go with their base right off the bat instinct. They either like it or they don't. If they like it, they put it in the maybe pile, and then they'll narrow down the maybe pile.
To the yes pile.
To the director says, okay, I need 20 people in here. They just keep going until they get the stack of 20 people that they want to show the director to.
Very good. Very good. Now, how often should actors update their headshots?
Basically, I tell them at least every 3 to 4 years, unless you've changed your look drastically. Now, there are some people who will come in if they've done a part where they do have to, like, really cut their hair short, which you've done before.
Yes.
You had to cut your hair really short. Let's go in and get a headshot while my hair is still this short. Or they had to grow a beard for a part. Okay, well, I got a beard now. I'll go and grow a beard just so I have one in case they're calling for somebody who has a beard part. So if you've done something for a role where you've done a drastic change to your appearance, go ahead, get a headshot.
Capture
that way
it.
You've got it, and you don't have to try to replicate it later.
Yes, yes.
So, okay. Yeah, at least every 3 to 4 years, unless you've done something that you're like, hey, I need to get this look on film so I can show it to everybody later.
Now, here's a big question for you. How has Photoshop changed the headshot industry?
Basically, it's changed it to the fact that everybody kind of wants to look perfect now. And I'm like, no, you don't. You want to have your imperfections are what make you. We can, however, go in and do makeup in Photoshop now. And that's actually what I tell people is when you come over to me, don't bother with makeup. Fix your hair up nice, but don't bother about makeup. I'll fix it in Photoshop. Because a lot of times, makeup, most people, unless it's professionally done, don't put it on evenly.
Mm.
And they kind of stop at the neck, and then you photograph it, and it photographs differently. You see all this, and then you see a line on their neck where it goes to a completely different skin tone. And I got to go in and fix that anyway. So I'm just like, you know what? I will fix it, make you look natural. Because the big trend now is the natural look in theater, TV, movies, they want that natural look. They don't want the glamour look now. They want real people look. So I'll make it look real. It's easier to do if you don't put any makeup on. Mm-hmm. Any little blemishes that are temporary things, I can take that out real quick.
Now, when you say real, what characterizes a photograph as a real look?
Real look is you're going to see the pores. You're going to see the little laugh lines. You're going to see some texture on the skin. It's not going to be the plastic mannequin look. A lot of fashion models, you look in the high fashion, they looked airbrushed to within an inch of their life.
Right.
And the real look is, you would think that that's how they would look walking down the street. Now, when you're in a movie or commercial, they do makeup. But the approach nowadays is to make it look like, oh, yeah, I see them walking down the street. They look exactly like that. They really don't. Mm-hmm. You've seen it where when they film and everything, they don't look anything, but they photograph on the film that way, and the post-production work was done with that makeup in mind. But the people, they want to, the casting directors want to see how you look so they know what you have to work with, not what you look like after sitting in a makeup chair for 4.5 hours.
They want to see you as the canvas, not as the paint job.
Correct.
Okay. Now, do you include Photoshop in your session fees?
Oh, yes.
And is that just basic, or how elaborate does that get?
That's pretty basic. What we do is I'll go in, and for women, I'll smooth out the skin tones. Everybody's got a little blotchiness and unevenness to them, so I'll smooth that out, put the skin texture back in so it's their natural skin texture, and everything looks perfect. Guys, basically, I just go in, take out any blemishes you might have, any stray hairs sticking out. I mean, when we shave, we miss a couple of spots here and there. We'll take care of that, but you're still going to get that natural look.
Now, you and I have worked on a project before where it was a lot of Photoshop. You mm-hmm. turned me into a detective in an alley.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, for the photo session, for the people listening at home, it was just me holding a plastic gun, and then the actual image that we ended up with. I'm in an alley. There's neon lights going on. I have this badass pistol in my hand. What does something like that entail for an actor?
Okay, well, that's a lot of work.
Yes.
That particular one was fun. We went in and we had already decided on the concept on that one, which was you're a detective, kind of maybe Blade Runner, film noir type look. So we lit for that. Then everything else got added in later.
Yeah.
And with that, like I said, that's a lot of work. It's not something you would necessarily use as a headshot, because that's really, really specialized. But it is something that you can put into your portfolio to show a character representation. So social media presentation.
Yes.
Not just regular media, social media. That's important nowadays. So with that, you can put those in there and show character pieces
yes.
that you can do. That's not necessarily what a casting director is looking for, but it is something that they can stumble across and be happily surprised about. But yeah, that does take a lot of work, a lot of coordination.
Now, we talked a little bit before about when you're shopping for a photographer, mm-hmm. hiring the wrong photographer is the biggest mistake you can
right.
make. What kind of questions should somebody ask a photographer to get an idea of if they know what they're doing?
Ooh, that's a good question. Basically, ask them about lighting. A lot of photographers don't know about lighting that much. They say, oh, especially people who say natural light photographer. I'll give you a little hint. When in the industry, when people say I'm a natural light only photographer, the rest of us photographers take that as saying, well, that means you're lazy and don't know lighting. I'll deny having said that, even though you're broadcasting it out live. Okay. But what you're going to do is you're going to want to look at their portfolio. You're going to want to see stuff that they've done already. If it's all the same exact look, that means they know how to do one thing. Now, if you want that one thing, great. If you want to have a little variety, and to me, variety is the spice of life, look at somebody who does a little more in their portfolio. And everybody's got portfolios online. When I shoot headshots, you know, I also do not just theatrical and commercial. I also do business headshots.
Mm-hmm.
And when they come in, I ask them, well, what do you do for a living? I'm a doctor. Okay, doctor, you want to portray trust. You want to portray professionalism. Okay, they come in, oh, I'm a lawyer. Lawyer, you want to portray authority and power. I'm a insurance agent. Insurance agent or a financial advisor, somebody that you feel you could go have a beer with who's got your best interests. So we light them differently. We pose them differently. So you want to see, when you're looking for a photographer, that they understand that there's a difference. And where there's a difference, then they know how to work into it. So okay. Ask them if they understand lighting. Ask them if they understand the different aspects and presentation of it, and if they can do it.
Okay. Now, if our listeners want to schedule a session with you, mm-hmm. what's the best way to get in touch with you?
Basically, phone me.
Okay, and that number is?
It's 815-788-9100.
So that was 815-788-9100.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, how much time do you allocate for a photo session?
Depends on what they want to do. If it's a straight headshot, business headshot, it's usually about 20 minutes. For an actor, usually there's going to be 2-3 outfits, so we go for about an hour.
Okay. And so when you're putting your headshot together, do you want glossy or matte?
We use a professional luster.
Okay. And what does that mean?
It's the best out there. It doesn't show fingerprints. It's pretty much an industry standard. Glossy, it was shiny and pretty, so that was kind of a prestigious thing in the old days. Now it's more about just does it look good.
And how did you get involved in photography?
Oh, my grandmother gave me a camera when I was 8 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I went to college. I got my degree in it, been in professional in the industry for a little over 30 years now. So I've just always liked it. I can't draw a stick figure to save my life, so I had to use a lens.
But you're brilliant with Photoshop. I can tell you that.
Photoshop, I don't have to draw anything. It's already there. I just have to piece it together like a puzzle.
Yeah. Now, you've been listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5. Huntley Community Radio. Today, we've been visiting with headshot photographer Jim Pierce of Downtown Photo in Crystal Lake. For information on different photography packages Downtown Photo has to offer, visit cldowntownphoto.com or call 815-788-9100. That number again is 815-788-9100. Thank you, Jim.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Ricky Lee, superstar, do you think you're what they say you are? Ricky